Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Today's episode is being sponsored by GhostBed. Today we're going to be talking about U.S. policy inside of Israel, and we're going to be talking about some operations that have recently taken place inside of the West Bank. One of the top commanders, not one of the top commander for Hamas inside of the West Bank, was just taken out last night by Israeli forces in a very targeted operation, which you're about to see up here on your screen. Additionally, we've got some footage coming out of the Gaza Strip and so much more. I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. And again, thanks GhostBed for sponsoring. So first, let's get this up on the screen. Blogger who documented life in Gaza killed an alleged Israeli airstrike. This came out 22 hours ago. It was posted up by Matt Murphy from BBC News coming out of London. He says he's gone. Yeah, looks like he got hit by shrapnel from a blast that ended up like ultimately ending his life. I mean, the guy's been kind of around every single firefight and freaking like bomb being dropped for a long time. And it kind of makes you wonder why he's always there. Of course, we did see footage of him out in Qatar, got flown out for like a private freaking party with like the Hamas leadership from such a good job he was doing inside Gaza. Believe it or not, yeah, he was like a supporter of Hamas and everything else, but he really wasn't like the official spokesperson or anything like that of them. He just happened to be some random like Hamas dirtbag that was running around like Gaza filming everything that kind of like caught traction online and people started celebrating him, and he blew up to where he was at. And it turns out he blew up and gets to go meet his virgins now. So good on him, but he gone. I just ended up reposting this up over on Twitter. I'm going to put it up because it's a reliable guy. He happens to be another SF dude, and he actually looked in and he wrote up a little blog essentially on the F-16 pilot from Ukraine. And I'm just going to read it out because I think he did a pretty dang good job based on what I could find. He said, yesterday, a Ukrainian F-16 fighter jet crashed, killing its pilot as it was fending off a barrage of Russian missiles. The cause of the crash was not immediately clear. However, communication was lost with one of the F-16 jets involved in the operation. And, quote, as it turned out later, the plane crashed, end quote, the military said, and the pilot died. Mez, whose call sign was Moonfish, was one of the public faces of Ukraine's appeals for the jets. Along with another pilot, Juice, Mez had traveled to Washington and made Ukraine's case for the planes that Kiev has said he would be a game-changing resource for them in their fight to beat back Moscow's invasion. The demise of one of Ukraine's star fighter pilots, as well as one of its prized new F-16s, is a massive blow to Ukraine as it sets to seek gain momentum up over against Russia. Now, here's my thoughts on that. The F-16 being shot down, to be perfectly honest with you guys, this is something that we expected. And it didn't get shot down according to reports. It actually ended up crashing out of the sky. I can bring on Colonel Fisher probably sometime in the future to talk about how that ends up happening. I was in a huge discussion about Russia's S-300 and S-400s yesterday. 400s apparently are a hell of a lot better than 300s. Got it. But we also know from talking to Colonel Fisher that they're just not what everybody thought they would be. And that is why they're saying, in my opinion, why they're saying this plane was not shot down and that it ended up crashing in maneuvers. Now, it is possible to stall these aircraft out, although it would be pretty hard. But I do know that things like that do happen, especially when you're taking like these extreme turns and countermeasures that they'd likely be doing if they were being shot at that high of a volume. So is it plausible to me that the plane actually crashed and it wasn't shot down? And it's just Ukrainian propaganda. No, it is probable that the plane did crash. So until further comes out, I think we're just kind of stuck with that as far as, you know, what happened over there with that fighter pilot is concerned. Now, Kamala Harris did an interview yesterday with CNN, and I'm not going to go over the entire interview and I'm not going to crap on her at all. But what I am going to do is I'm going to go over her policy stance on Israel, because I think it's important for people to understand who they're voting for, especially when they want, the best things for Israel in this case and the worst things for Iran and all the other jihadists. But let's listen to what her policy and stance is over on Israel. And then I'm going to comment on why I'll let you draw your own conclusion as you watch this, and then I'll comment on it.
Not to get a deal done. We were in Doha. We have to get a deal done. This war must end, and we must get a deal. that is about getting the hostages out. I've met with the families of the American hostages. Let's get the hostages out. Let's get the ceasefire done.
But no change in policy in terms of arms and so forth.
Got to get a...
So what she's saying is that they need to get a deal underway in order for a ceasefire, in order to get the hostages out of the Gaza Strip. Unfortunately, I think that what this is actually showing is a lack of understanding of the situation. Okay. Then this goes to show me a huge lack of understanding of the situation inside of the Gaza Strip and what Israel is currently facing, because what she's pushing for is one, negotiating with terrorists, which I've never agreed to, whether it was Obama, Trump, or the Biden-Harris administration. I've never agreed to any of those freaking people doing it. Obama ended up negotiating with them in order to get out Bo Bergdahl. Then of course we had Trump with the Doha agreement, and now we have the Biden-Harris administration that's wanting to negotiate with Hamas in order to get the hostages back out of Gaza. Her saying that she talked to the families. There is currently five dual citizen American Israeli citizens who are being held hostage inside of Gaza. But what she's bringing up and what she's saying, okay, in the way that she's saying is that how do I want to say this? What she's bringing up and what she's saying is that somehow the United States government can negotiate into getting our people back and a ceasefire. And the reason why that's just not going to work and it doesn't show a general understanding of the policy has everything to do with what we've talked about thus far. Okay. Obviously, Sinwar is not going to be willing to have any sort of ceasefire agreement whatsoever, which involves the IDF remaining inside of Gaza. That is one of his sticking points. Additionally, the sticking point from Netanyahu is to make sure that Hamas is eliminated and that he keeps to his agreement of providing security within the Gaza Strip for up to 10 years after Hamas is eliminated. And that's all going to be controlled by the Israelis. So you have two people with two different poison points of view, and she's focused on the hostages. And why I don't like this, especially from a head of state or a coming up political head of state or potential, right, like president of the United States, is because what we're doing is setting a precedence with that mind frame. We're setting a precedence for terrorism, and we're setting a precedence for what's to take place inside Israel. And it's also not guaranteeing Israel any security whatsoever. If we end up caving into Sinwar's demands, right, that being the United States and Israel ends up caving into Sinwar's demands just to get our hostages back, well, that would mean that the IDF would have to pull out of Gaza unless she works a magical miracle and figures out how to change Sinwar's mind. And let's talk about how much better the IDF has got about their propaganda.
No, don't want to put it there. I'll take a bite. No.
Oh my. Personally, I think that's absolutely hilarious, even though I don't understand a word he's saying, and I get the humor behind it all. As soldiers, we tend to take things and we actually, in order to mentally survive, tend to dehumanize people, right? Like, it would be really hard for you to feel empathy on a daily basis for everybody and to be able to walk through this area and to be able to see things like this and not, feel horrible, which I'm sure they do. But at the end of the day, right, this guy ends up making this video and posting it, piss off a lot of people. That's fine that he ends up doing that. But the propaganda machine, yeah, they need to get a little bit better about it.
Do you know that staying cool at night is crucial for a good night's sleep? That might be easier said than done now that we're still kind of in the middle of summer. It's coming to an end, but it's still hot as heck outside. But Ghostbed is here to help. Studies show that about 60% of people sleep hot. So if you're waking up sweaty and groggy, you're not alone. A family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, Ghostbed is known for making mattresses that are not only comfortable, but keep you cool at night. From breathable materials to patented cooling technology, Ghostbed mattresses can really make a difference in your sleep quality. One of their top sellers, the Ghostbed Luxe, has even been called the coolest bed in the world. You get core and surface cooling so you can fall and stay asleep. No sweat. You can also pair your mattress with their award-winning adjustable base, cooling sheets, and more to really get the ultimate sleep upgrade. When you purchase a Ghostbed mattress, your comfort is guaranteed with their 101-night sleep trial. You can try it out risk-free and experience the difference for yourself. Plus, they offer free shipping, and most items usually ship within 24 hours. Visit ghostbed.com/Rob to save 50% off site-wide by using code ROB. And if you need any help along the way, Ghostbed team has a team of dedicated sleep experts ready to help you find the perfect mattress. They'll guide you through the options and ensure you make the best choice for your needs. Ready for a more comfortable night of sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/Rob. And because we're all about sharing the love here on the Speak the Truth channel, use code Rob to save 50% off your purchase site wide. That's right, 50%.
This is some aftermath footage of inside of Khan Yunis, where reportedly Mr. FAO was schwacked.
حفرة كبيرة آليات الاحتلال عملت على فحر في هذا المكان منذ من أكثر من 10 أيام وهي تفحر في هذا المكان حفرة عميقة دمار واسع تغيير معالم المنطقة
لا. Now, I have no idea what he's saying, so I'm just going to go ahead and mute it. I don't know if anybody in here speaks squiggly, but at the end of the day, yeah, I got a feeling he's probably saying that this is a mass grave that was dug by the Israelis and they never had a chance to fill it up with all the Palestinian bodies or some crap like that. Likely it ended up being like, that they had dropped a freaking bunker buster on this position and then went to go dig the whole thing out looking for some sort of command center or something of that nature. That would be my assumption of what they went after. And there you have, you know, massive buried electrical line coming out of the ground, showing a huge supply. Most of the time, your power lines are going to be run above ground over there because it's cheaper and harder to do. So that to me within that video in itself shows that there was something nefarious that was taking place inside there. But hey, I guess we can't talk about that because that would be wrong. And we would be blaming Palestinians for everything that's going on currently inside of Gaza. So we can't do that. All right. Open source intel ended up reporting yesterday that Qaid Faran al-Qadi, the hostage rescued from Gaza this week, was freed during operations inside of Rafah. And he also believes that over inside of Rafah that there wasn't exactly a lot of civilians and nothing but a bunch of hostages. And that's why everything ended up kind of like slowing down inside Khan Yunis. And it really, or I'm sorry, not inside Khan Yunis, inside of Rafah. And it really kind of makes me wonder if whether or not, you know, this guy being held inside Rafah and then being moved out and the IDF going in and going to grab him. You know, we saw a mass evacuation of civilians leaving Rafah prior to the IDF going in, but there were still a lot of people that were left inside when they went in there. A lot of people ended up dying in those like firefights and shootouts that took place inside of Rafah. And I do feel like there was a hell of a lot more hostages inside of Rafah than what they let on. And it kind of makes me start shaking my head and wondering whether or not there was something behind it. But that's my own personal feelings. Now let's move over to the West Bank and let's talk about the major POS that ended up getting taken out. His name was Wassim Hazem. Okay. He was supposedly the head of Hamas over inside of Jenin, and they ended up taking him out. Well, actually over inside of the West Bank. But this gentleman pictured here was killed inside of the West Bank overnight. And I'm about to show you a video of that particular raid going down. It's pretty freaking wild. We're going to watch overhead video. Then we're going to watch like camera, like actual dash cam video of this going down. And this guy getting freaking schwacked. It's pretty wild. Lots of freaking shooting going back. He's responsible for multiple raids going on or multiple attacks that took place inside of Israel, from out of the West Bank and several other things. But either way, this guy ended up getting eliminated last night in a pretty freaking wild shootout. And so we're going to go over and we're going to check out some of the videos of that shootout and exactly how that went down. First, we're going to bring up the overhead video that got released of the actual incident itself. Oh, come on, get up there. Here we can see his vehicle. So this right here is the vehicle in which he was riding in. You can see that the door is already cracked and we have this van, what appears to be a van that ends up coming up over and hitting the vehicle. We can already see the back door open up and people coming out and shooting. Lots of shooting going on as people are running away. And that guy gets schwacked by a bomb. And that guy gets schwacked by a bomb. Let's watch that again. And then we're going to go to the dash cam footage of this particular vehicle itself. He gone. You're not walking away from that one. That's not just a headache. He didn't feel a thing. Same thing there. Highly doubt they felt a dang thing, right? Pretty freaking wild. But it does go down like quite literally that fast sometimes. And a lot of people, you know, they picture combat as being one of those things that just kind of like happens and is, and it's always ongoing, and it's not, it's very quick. It's very brutal. Here is some footage from on the ground. Okay, now here's the deal, right? Like, we can see the vehicle coming down the road, and I think they see these headlights poking out, and then it ends up clearly, like, right there, as they're approaching this vehicle, you see these rounds strike the windshield. And if you look at the way that the windshield's kind of like sprawling out, it's probably bulletproof glass that they end up having up on there, just be it by the spidering and the way of the If you guys are watching right here through this window, I'm going to back it up. You'll actually see a lot of muzzle flash right through that window. Inside of Tyr in southern Lebanon, there was lots of airstrikes that were taking place yesterday. Here is one that you can see right down here on the horizon of it coming in. No idea what the IDF was targeting in this particular picture, but it does seem as if they were dropping some pretty decent munitions on them throughout that entire freaking time yesterday. Decent sized munitions going after several different people. Let me open this back up. Here's another video of something that ended up getting hit yesterday. Now, we do have a hint of what they were targeting over inside of that area. Okay, I believe that they were likely targeting another munitions depot of Hezbollah's over in that area. And if you look off to the left side of the video, once this video goes to stabilize out a little bit, you're going to see what appears to be like a rocket launch that had been going off. So if they are launching rockets near their munitions depots, this is what I would expect to see. Now, have we seen this type of activity before coming out of them? And the answer is yes, we have seen this type of activity coming out of them before. We have actually seen several terrorist sites be hit and then end up finding out that it was a weapons depot and stuff. So they're not very smart sometimes setting up these rocket launch sites, because Hezbollah knows this, Hamas knows this, the Israelis know it, America, like everybody knows it. It's not a secret anymore that we have the technology, okay, that once they launch a rocket or a mortar round or anything like that, the technology does exist for us to be able to backtrack the trajectory and know exactly where the point of origin was for that particular munition. And likely that's how they're able to zero in on a lot of these different things. So because they're able to track the point of origin of the munitions, then they're able to conduct attacks like this. So if they use this as a launch site multiple times, likely cause the Israelis to zero in on it and then discover like pattern of life activities, which would lead them to the building or where they're storing the weapons and stuff for that particular launcher. And then they're able to then attack not just the launcher itself, but also the storage site next to it with the terror threats that I talked about last night here in the United States, where people are kind of like organizing themselves and going after it. If you guys haven't seen that, please go watch it. Skip through probably like the first 10 to 15 minutes of last night's live session in order to get to the meat and potatoes of who these individuals are and what they're doing. But they're rapidly radicalizing, in my opinion. They are rapidly radicalizing a particular set of individuals here inside the United States in an attempt to get them to start doing mass shootings and things of that nature. So Dallas shooting, one officer was killed and two injured on Thursday night. Suspect killed after chase, police say.
We have officers who are injured, who are in the hospital, and we lost one of our own. We ask tonight and this morning for the thoughts and prayers of our city, for not only those who are recovering in the hospital, but for our fallen, for their family, and for their loved ones. Our department is
frickin' Oak Cliff, man. Officer with DPD was shot and killed on Thursday evening, and two other officers were injured in the same incident, officer said. About 10:10 p.m., the officers responded to an officer in distress call at the 900 block of East Ledbetter. When the responding officers arrived at the scene, they found a suspect near a squad car belonging to male Dallas officer who had been shot, according to the police. The two officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect, and both officers were struck. All three officers shot on Thursday night were within South Central Dallas. According to police sources, the officer who was initially shot never actually called for help. The dispatcher heard a noise as if the officer was trying to say something and sent officers to the scene to assist. In the wake of the initial shooting, a chase ensued, pursuing the suspect north up I-35. Louisville PD was called to assist in the chase, according to an email obtained. From the PD, the Louisville police chief, the suspect was chased by police to Louisville and was then fatally shot on Stemmons Freeway. Holy shit. According to DPD news, a suspect allegedly shot out of his vehicle in Louisville with what police described as a long gun, at which point he was shot by DPD officers. Louisville police chief said none of the Louisville officers had fired their weapon. Northbound lanes on I-35 at 121 in Louisville were blocked off of the scene at and reopened at 7 a.m. this morning. Holy crap. Police officer said a female officer had to undergo surgery in the wake of the shooting. A third officer was shot in the leg and is expected to survive. Because it sounds like from how this goes that officer was ambushed. So just reading through this, what my assessment would be, and I'd have to wait for it to come out. Just reading through it, it sounds like the initial DPD officer that dispatched him out was likely ambushed because the suspect was like over near his vehicle or whatever when the police arrived. That's what that looks like. That looks like an AK with a massive drum mag. It's very hard to tell, but that looks like an AK-47 with a massive drum mag on it. That freaking firearm in particular, if he actually used that to shoot at law enforcement officers, that's actually scary. And that goes right back into what I was talking about last night. This is why that's disturbing when you look at that. Like most people that end up buying these particular firearms will use them for fun. Those magazines are not really that reliable, to be perfectly honest. They end up jamming a lot. So looking at that, knowing that that's out there and exists, you know, most people know that those are not that reliable. So that tells me that this guy ended up just going out and buying the sucker for the explicit purpose of doing this and never really got a lot of range time doing it. But the target as well very clearly appeared to be police, and he had no problem shooting and killing police officers. And this goes back to the conversation that we had last night. When I see things like that, like this is not, in my opinion, some type of like massive career criminal. This is a guy that just went out to go freaking, and maybe he was, but I'm very interested to learn who this suspect is and what exactly went down and how it took place in the background investigation on this individual, because believe it or not, radicalization in the Dallas-Fort Worth region is a very, very real threat over here. And with the information that we have coming out last night about these basic terror networks and groups that are going around inside the United States attempting to radicalize people online and then encouraging them to do things exactly like this, it would not surprise me if this would somehow be tied to what's going on. The other thing I'll say is that, Oak Cliff itself is a pretty freaking ghetto area of Dallas. So it also wouldn't surprise me if this had to do, you know, with some gang related crap that this officer stumbled across and ended up getting shot. But I want to know who this individual is, and I want to know their background, and I want to know who they were associated with. And I'm going to follow this because that's not cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not cool at all that ended up happening. That actually kind of disturbs me quite a bit based on what we were talking about last night. So we're going to look into that and we're going to stay on top of it. With that being said, I am going to go ahead and close this sucker. All right. Well, thanks for joining me. I appreciate you guys for stopping in, and I will catch you on the next one. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.